Thank you for joining us once again. I do apologise that we're just in the car here. Just haven't been able to get out and about into the countryside or to have a nice backdrop or a nice background. So sometimes just before doing a visit or after, we do a wee recording in the car. So we apologise for that, but it's good to have you with us nonetheless. Gender identity is a big subject in our world and in our society. What gender do you identify as? It's quite a remarkable thing that we're living in a society where supposedly now we can choose our own gender. We can identify as male or female or apparently from a host of other genders. Whatever we choose to be, whatever we want to be, whatever we think we are, whatever we identify as, that is what we are. Supposedly, that's the way it is. No longer just male or female, but a host of other genders. I think if you open a Facebook account, there's dozens of so-called genders that you can choose from. And it's really what you want to identify as, well, that's what you are. If you're a man and you want to identify as a woman, that has to be respected. Therefore, you're a woman. If you're a woman who identifies as a man, no questions asked, we're told that's what you are. Or if you're non-binary or asexual, whatever it might be, whatever you want to identify as, that's what you are. It's strange in such a scientific age that we throw science to the side for things like gender, whenever the reality is there are only two genders, male and female. You're either XX or XY, male or female. And yet all this confusion regarding simple biology, human biology, mammalian biology, male and female. And yet right back there in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Then again, Genesis chapter 5, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Gender identity. Why is there so much confusion nowadays about gender identity? I think it's because there's so much confusion about our general identity. Lay aside gender. There's so much uncertainty, so much confusion today about our general identity. We don't really seem to know who we are. We don't know where we come from anymore, according to science. We don't know why we're here. We don't know where we're going when we die. We don't know what our purpose in life is. And there's a confusion about our general identity. And that leads to confusion in every other area. General identity confusion leads to gender identity confusion and confusion on so many different levels because the foundations have been destroyed. And the Bible asks the question, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And whenever we recognize our general identity, who created us, how he created us, and why he created us, and we fall into line with those things, all of our other identity problems are easily solved. We read there in the Word of God that God created man in his own image, in his own likeness. That's a remarkable thing, that God made us and created us to reflect something of his image, to create us in his likeness. We were created by God. We were created for God. We are made under God. We are created to enjoy God, to experience God, and to serve God and enjoy God. And whenever you pull that rug out, everything else falls down around it. If we're not convicted and convinced as to our general identity, we're going to be confused about all sorts of other areas, especially the further we get away from the Word of God and from the plan of God and from the will of God for our lives. Whenever a person realizes their sin, and they realize they can't do anything in and of themselves about their sin. We are broken. We live in a broken world. We are broken human beings, and that affects every aspect of our lives, our bodies, our souls, our spirits, our will, our intellect, our emotions, all broken because of the fall, because of sin. And we recognize that we have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and we come back to the Bible, back to the Word of God, and we put our faith and trust in God and in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing that He died for us, and we find that we have a real identity in Christ. In Him we live, we move, we have our being, and we discover our identity in Christ, our identity in God. Everything else fits in around that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God has made us. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our frame. He knows our minds, our hearts. He knows all of the spiritual aspects of man. God created us. God knows what we are supposed to do. He knows we're fallen, and yet He's able to put the broken pieces back. But if we get rid of the instruction manual, the Bible, we lose our identity, and that leads to all sorts of confusion in other areas. So let's get back to basics, back to the Bible, back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, God created man in His own image, chapter 3, the fall of man, but God's promise and provision of a Saviour. May you find your identity today in Christ and your identity in God, and be trusted that everything else will fall into place whenever we get the foundations right. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time.